And thank you for continuing to join us for the news at noon, the extended version of our news at noon. And as we continue with the great professionals in and around our area, we're here with Dr. Nick Neupower with Butler County Community College. Nick, thank you very much for joining me. Just strange times right now, especially for you guys as well.
Yes, I'm honored to be on your show, Tracy, and there's no question. These are incredibly unique times. Ironically, my wife and I were watching a special on PBS a couple of nights ago that dealt with the pandemic of 1918. And although separated by 102 years, the similarities are very, very eerie. There's no question.
I think an interesting aspect of this, and I was talking to my mom whenever day it was, and this was months ago, I said, you know, my generation really hasn't gone through anything like this. And then all of a sudden, here we are with pandemics that are just pausing the world and pausing us right now. So talk about BC3. I know we've done many news stories on what you're doing, but talk about that transition to remote learning and what that's like for Butler County Community College.
Tracy, I'm very happy that you used the term remote. Remote is the larger macro term that we're using, and that provides great flexibility for our students and our faculty members. Distance education is a part of remote learning. Of course, we've been in distance ed, boy, for some 10, 15 years, although it has changed over the years. We're at a point where we have roughly 1,000 students who take online courses. There's really not much that you can't do in an online format that would differ from a face-to-face type format. As a matter of fact, when you think of the power of the internet and technology, it's a very powerful model. And again, about 1,000 of our students in a normal semester take those online courses. So remote learning would definitely include the distance education, utilizing the what's called Blackboard management software to deliver those classes. But remote learning could also include email. It could include the GoToMeeting and the Zoom meeting possibilities. We realize that we have some of our students, particularly because we're not just in Butler County, we're all over northwestern Pennsylvania, who might have problems with remote access, internet technologies, computer access. And that's where the term remote comes in, because our faculty who have done such an outstanding job in being flexible and continuing to provide that quality product that we have, it literally could be phone calls or even good old-fashioned snail mail. So, again, I appreciate you utilizing the term remote. Remote allows us greater flexibility in this very unique period of time. And frankly, I'm losing track of my days, but I believe that we're almost two weeks into it. And the reports that I'm getting from my executive team, our deans and directors, is really it has gone off as seamlessly as possible.
And I appreciate all that you said, and I do respect what you've done and remote learning. You kind of already geared up for something like this. But I want to ask you, how is this different more on a human level? Because I remember going to college and sitting in a favorite spot or going to a certain room when I wanted to study, or, you know, you have the library or whatever place you want to go. Now, all of a sudden, that's gone. So can you talk about how this is very different, even for BC3, that we're not on campus, we're not together right now?
And my background, I think that you may know, and even the listeners, is all in communication, which is why I so much enjoy interviews like this and being on Dave's show, writing guest op-eds for the Eagle. And I've always been a firm believer in sense of place. When internet classes and technology really started to move the model, move the needle in higher education in general, there was a question, this goes back about a decade or so, there was a question about need for bricks and mortar. And while utilization of bricks and mortar might be different today, you know, in a normal situation than it was about a decade or certainly two decades ago, I am still a firm believer, to your point, in the importance of sense of place, the importance of allowing for that interpersonal connection and the human communication element of things. And I think that there's no better example of that on our beautiful main campus than the Heaton Family Learning Commons. It's a 21st century building that utilizes all the bells and whistles and technology that hooks our faculty, staff, and students to our different off-campus locations in the various counties in which we have a presence. And you have this access at your fingertips, yet it is also a gathering place that really reinforces the significance of that human interaction and that human touch. Now, I know there is certainly not a substitute for that, but I think under the circumstances, our students, faculty, and staff have done as great a job as possible. As an example, a couple of nights ago, just separating from the normal daily grind that's taken place over the last 3 weeks, my executive team and I got together 5 o'clock a couple of days ago, really just in a social capacity. And we shared a lot of very interesting stories. And we knew that with this grind, and believe me, it is a grind. There's not really much of a break with what's been going on over the last 3 weeks. But we intentionally paused to have that wonderful human interaction, and also, had to do so by default by utilizing the technology. I think on the back end of this, it's going to be very interesting to see how colleges and universities and our society comes out in general. Will there be changes not only in the retail space, but the large social gathering space, large sporting events, and certainly even colleges and universities? But the beauty of BC3 and community colleges as a whole is that we're very agile, we're nimble, and we're able to respond quickly. And when you think about what we have been able to pull off in an incredibly short period of time, it speaks to that.
And I appreciate the fact that you use the word, it's a grind, that some people didn't have a break in this, although I know there are a lot of people listening who want to get back to work, and I do appreciate that, and I would love to see everyone back to work as well. And then there are some of us, and I'll say us because we kind of went into that mode as well, where now all of a sudden the world just kind of turned upside down, and you have to learn a new way to do your job. So what is that like for educators that maybe some of them knew of technology, but maybe they weren't savvy in it? You know, you had the IT department to come save you all the time. And I'm one of those people. And all of a sudden, you have to understand how to work the computer and the camera and the microphone and get to students online. And so can you talk about that aspect of education?
So I'll speak with my president's hat on. So a normal day, under the category that there really aren't many normal days, when you have that seat, it's not unique for the presidency. I'm sure this could be applied to multiple positions at the college. You might have a breakfast meeting. You might have a board meeting like I would have with the Community Development Corporation. There could be a dinner with a donor in the evening. You have multiple meetings throughout the day. You have an opportunity during a break to walk across campus to the bookstore. In other words, you are constantly moving around, and you are pretty much, minus an emergency, you are pretty much in control of what that day looks like. And I guess that I never realized just how diverse my schedule was by having control of it. In this particular model, particularly the first two and a half weeks, we, as much as we love being proactive, it's something that I preach all of the time to my executive team and to the college as a whole, we were pretty much in a reactive mode. Just when we thought that we were ahead of the game in a proactive capacity, communicating to our various internal, external stakeholders, including the media, the governor would come out with a 5:30 announcement. And then we would connect with the PA Commission for Community Colleges, which represents the 14 of us. And then we would have the deputy secretary from the Department of Ed translating what it is that the governor said. That's even excluding our connection with our great local government and our fantastic county commissioners, and not to mention what's going on from a federal level. So I think what made it very difficult, particularly for the first 2.5 weeks or so, is that you really had no control over your schedule. It didn't matter if it was morning, midday, evening, weekends, and you had to be a recipient of the communication flow. I will say that over, and my cabinet members have shared this feeling with me, over the last 4 or 5 days, so going into this past weekend, it seems like since the decisions have been made and the model is moving forward, that the workflow is a little bit different. Now we are responding and communicating that ties back to the model that we have endorsed, frankly, that I have endorsed with the great feedback of our trustees and our executive team. So it is more that we're in control of our own destiny, so to speak, whereas previously we were recipients. The work-at-home model, I have really stressed this to my folks, and it's probably after we're done here, this is exactly what I'll do to get away from the desk, in my case, the dining room table or where I am in the basement right now, and just get out for that break. That's generally where I make my phone calls, walking through the neighborhood for an hour at a time, certainly getting fresh air, separating from the emails, but also a very good time to communicate, as long as people could deal with the heavy breathing and the huffing and puffing of making those phone calls.
Right.
So I think it's incredibly important to do that.
Dr. Nick Neupower, president of Butler County Community College, with us for a few minutes. And Dr. Neupower, I'm just curious about BC3's role in the community at this point. The community college does so much, and they're so connected with Butler County. I know the county loves you, and you love the county. So what are you doing at this time to help out the community? I know there are a couple of things. Let's start with the food pantry.
Boy, I appreciate that question, yes. So we have tackled food insecurity, or our folks like to say food security, for our students. There have been a lot of surveys that have been done, including one that was specific to BC3 that has a dotted line back to the University of Wisconsin, and I believe it's Hope Lab. And we identified that about 4 out of 10 of our students have issues dealing with food security. And part of that is making sure that our students end up with the proper food, not just the snack foods and the fast foods. And we actually had a distribution that related to our larger food pantry, which has now been in play for about several months to a year or so, that allowed our students to come to our main campus for a drop-off, and we will certainly have more of them. As we are looking into the use of this federal money that is called the CARES Act, we're also looking into expanding not only our food pantry, but perhaps our Pioneer Cafe on our main campus and some of our branch campus options to allow students to move forward with making sure that they're getting the proper food during this very unique period of time.
Let's talk about the PPE donations. Are you able to offer any to medical professionals? And if you are you keeping that local? What are you doing with that?
Yeah, boy, that is just a great example of what it means to be the community's college. We take that role so seriously. I think that we are very unique in that regard with the great connection that we have with the communities, particularly in Butler, Butler County as a whole, the city, and the fact that we are going, what I've said is all in for nursing with the construction of the Victor K. Phillips Building, the naming of the Schaefer School of Nursing, some enormous gifts that have helped us to move forward with that all in for nursing. I think this is a great example of us being a very valuable community partner and sharing much needed supplies to Butler Health Systems and a Concordia, because we rely so much on organizations like those to help us with curriculum, to help us with the placement of students, and ultimately the hiring of our students once they graduate from our spectacular nursing program. So again, I think it is just another phenomenal example of a role that we take very seriously, and that is being the community's college.
And I do want to ask you about your walking trail and if that's open or not, but let me stick with the nursing education for a moment, because you have a great focus on nursing education at BC3, don't you? And can you talk about the nursing program in case folks are listening now and they think maybe I should get into nursing?
Well, we are led by a fantastic dean, Dr. Patty Anir, of the Schaefer School of Nursing, with a phenomenal faculty. And our excellence has a dotted line directly to our frontline folks, and that is the faculty members who work with what I argue is our most important asset, and that is our students. And under Dr. Anir's leadership, along with our Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Belinda Richardson, we have expanded that nursing program. We've expanded numbers on our main campus, and we have also taken our show on the road, if you will, to BC3 at Brockway, and we have a couple of cohorts that are running at Brockway. With some significant help from donors like the Janice Phillips Larrick family, Tim Schaefer, we are continuing to move forward with the construction of a state-of-the-art Victor K. Phillips Nursing and Allied Health Building. We are expecting, even in these unique times, to announce some other contributions to that overall project. And boy, talk about a community college meeting a need now more than ever. Not only have we already expanded capacity, but we're looking to expand capacity even further. Not only with the building of the Phillips building, if you will, but also we're converting some space to allow some current space on our campus to allow for an increased number of students to be accepted to our main campus program. And to give you an idea of ballpark figures, a normal cohort we will accept would be 70 on our main campus. And frankly, we're looking to move the needle to about 100 or so students. You throw in the fact that we have cohorts of roughly 20 to 24 at BC3 at Brockway, and we think it is very symbolic of what BC3 means to the communities that we serve, and that is putting out a very quality product in our students, brought to us by a phenomenal faculty, great leaders in Dr. Richardson and Dr. Anir, and best of all, it is meeting a very important high-priority occupation need locally, in our region, in our state, and certainly nationally.
Dr. Neupower, are you able to speak to the love of the job as a nurse? I know you're the president of BC3, but since you have that nursing program, I wasn't sure if you ever have received the feedback of just the love of the job. And the reason I ask that is because right now in our current situation, you know, there are a lot of great medical professionals out there, ambulance crews and doctors and nurses and whatnot, but there are so many unknowns for them as well. And that may make people nervous in getting into the job. And I just want to relay the love of the job. And so I just wanted to know if you were able to speak to that, if you ever had feedback from those who just love the job of nursing.
I'll tell you, I received feedback in really the most unbelievable circumstance. And that would be the passing, which now I think is about a year and a month or so, maybe a year and 2 months, of our longtime board chair, Mr. Ray Steffler. And as Mr. Steffler was struggling and battling for his life in the hospital, at a hospital bed, there was a nurse who was doing just a phenomenal job of taking care of him. And then through the conversation and Ray kind of being in and out of it, she stated to Mr. Steffler, which really brought a tremendous smile to his face, that she was a BC3 graduate, that she loved her BC3 education, and she really loved her chosen profession. And it was so symbolic, not only that it was a specific anecdote with Mr. Steffler, but as a person who was on the sidelines and visiting Ray, being able to see one of our graduates in action in a very tense situation, and that admiration and the love that you have for your job, you can't fake that. And that particular person had no idea really who I was or Ray was whenever she said that she was a proud BC3 graduate. And then afterwards, of course, I had mentioned that Mr. Steffler was a longtime board chair. You take that anecdote and then you multiply that by the many graduates that we put out a year. Ken DeFurio is doing a phenomenal job as speaker at our nurses pinning last year, and he gave the same anecdotes over and over and over again. Anyone who is in the emergency services line of work, and very much nurses and doctors are, particularly this day and age, in addition to our military, firefighters, police, you have to be a very special person. And those are the type of graduates that our nursing program produces.
Dr. Neupower, just want to ask you about that walking trail. If we do want to get out right now, I know it's not recommended. We're supposed to be staying home and staying put, only going out for, for those essentials, if you're going to the grocery store, something along those lines, or a doctor appointment. But your walking trail, is that open, not open? What would you suggest?
So our buildings are very much closed. As a matter of fact, we came up with new terminology, not just essential employees, but now a new category of critical essential. So our buildings are closed. There is a small window each day where these critical essential employees can, with approval from their supervisors, can pop by from an 8 o'clock a.m. to an 11 a.m. window. We have consciously kept the gates open. And while we have 24-hour surveillance of our campuses as a whole, we are allowing folks the in-and-out access to use the Schaefer Walking Trail. That was named after Bert Schaefer and his late wife, Esther. And it's been part of the college now for a few to several years. And I'll tell you, people are utilizing it like crazy in the reports that I'm getting. Our good ones is that they're maintaining the appropriate social distancing. And I know in this shutdown of things that we are supposed to be as homebound as possible, but there is an allowing for some exercise and walking, and as long as there is the appropriate social distance. And we're very proud that we have folks that are utilizing that in the appropriate way. And just another great example of what it means to be the community's college.
Dr. Nick Neupower, I'm going to let you go here, but just wanted to see if you had any final thoughts for us, whether it's about the college or just that importance of having that work-life balance right now, and how some of us can be overloaded, but yet we still have to press on. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with us today?
Well, as a former journalist and someone who spent a number of years in your particular field, mostly on the print side rather than the broadcast side, but I really want to applaud what your radio station is doing, what the Butler Eagle is doing. Just such great community partners, and it is influencing all of you also. And the fact that there certainly seems to be a lot of bad news, perhaps even scary news, that outlets can report, but the fact that the radio station and the Eagle are going out of their way for interviews like this and to share very good news in our wonderful county is something that I really want to thank you all for. And I am certainly honored to have spoken to you and the listeners, and happy to do so in the future as needed.
Dr. Nick Neupower, president of Butler County Community College, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for all you do as well.
All right. You take care.